From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. The first-time homebuyer tax credit has been very popular, helping more than 2.5 million people buy homes. Before the program expired in April, buyers who qualified got up to $8,000 in the form of a refundable tax credit, meaning they got the cash even if they owed no taxes. But a new report from the IRS's chief watchdog found tens of millions of dollars in fraud. NPR's Tamara Keith reports.
The tax credit only applies to a primary residence. You actually have to live in the house. And if you're in prison, that would be pretty tough. But that didn't stop an estimated 1,300 prisoners from fraudulently collecting the tax credit from behind bars.
Unfortunately, they have a lot of time on their hands, and so this is how they've elected to use that time.
J. Russell George keeps tabs on the IRS. He's a Treasury Department Inspector General. If a prisoner is married to someone on the outside, they could legitimately claim the credit. But George says his investigators took that into account and still found $9 million in false claims from prisoners. George says what really got him were the more than 200 people serving life sentences who cashed in.
It is highly unlikely that their claims are legitimate.
IRS officials aren't disputing the Inspector General's findings. They say the agency will follow up on these cases and will use all available means to get the money back. So how did this happen? Frank Keith at the IRS says it's not like prisoners are listing San Quentin as their return address. Without up-to-date records from prisons, he says there's no way to tell an inmate from any other taxpayer.
This is a return that we're receiving that has a name and a social security number and an address that is not a prison address. That's why it's so critical that we receive information on the prison population from prison officials.
Keith says the IRS will ask Congress to require prisons to pass along inmate names. Now it's only voluntary. But the Inspector General's report doesn't stop there. George says his team found more than $17 million in credits for homes purchased before the start of the program, even way before, like 10 years ago.
This is a troubling finding.
And some 10,000 taxpayers collected credits on homes that had already been claimed by someone else. In one case, George says 67 people all used the same address.
I mean, if it were at a beach house during the summer, and who knows, but not even in that instance, I'd find it highly unlikely.
A much more likely scenario is plain old fraud. Again, Frank Keith at the IRS.
That's really an indication of a fairly sophisticated criminal enterprise, and that's one that we deal with through the criminal process.
Keith says the agency has more than 150 open criminal investigations related to the homebuyer's tax credit. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.